Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Focus on Opening. Today is January 1st, New Year's Day. And if you're living in the city of Albany, I'm sure that 2017 will be really exciting because there should be many city races up for election. But right now, I'm talking to John McDonald, our assemblyman, and John is going to talk about the legislative pay raise and also the state of the state message. So, Assemblyman McDonald, give us an overview of the pay raise and why the legislators were pushing for a special session.
Well, first of all, Cynthia, Happy New Year. It's a pleasure to join with you on this New Year's Day. And it's interesting because if we're going to talk about the legislative pay raise, the conversation didn't happen. But the reality is, you know, we back a year or two ago established out of the hands of the politicians, and to do what has been done for judges and elected district attorneys throughout the state is to have a bipartisan commission do a thorough review of what legislators should be paid. And that process went on with several public meetings over the course of the last year. And on November 15th, the commission came back with no recommendation, in all honesty. And there was definitely some breakaway in that. There was talk towards the last couple of weeks, and I know that members of our staff had worked on a compilation of bills to try to come up with bills important to the members of the public, and there was also a discussion about the pay raise as well, but that did not come to fruition. The end of the year session did not come to fruition. I gaveled out yesterday afternoon, the last session of this last 2 years, and the session's over, and there'll be no pay raise. Personally, I was never a big fan of the pay raise, but I also speak because of the unique situation where I can tend to my family, tend to my district, and tend to my business, all within 8 miles from the state capitol. So I'm in a unique situation. I was very sensitive to many of the colleagues, both in both houses, that travel great distances, that do the people's work, that had not seen a pay raise in the last 18, 20 years. So there was definitely a worthwhile discussion to move that pay in an upward direction. However, that did not come to fruition, and it's over. We move on. I'm a believer, very clear believer, that lamenting or pondering on the past, but we've got so many issues to deal with for the public that we just need to move on and do the people's work.
Now, what was the figure that was talked about? How much did the legislators want their pay to be increased?
Yeah, it was literally all over the map, and I never really saw a true, accurate figure. There are members that look at the New York City Council salary of $148,000. There are some people that look like a congressional model. There are some people that looked at something that captured the cost of living over the last 18 years, and that topped out around 116. It was all over the map. And to be honest with you, there was never really any clearly articulated position of members of the legislature, and for this reason. It wasn't the legislative decision to make. It was the Pay Raise Commission who made similar decisions for district attorneys and made similar decisions for judges, which, by the way, are elected officials that serve the public just like the legislature. And by the way, I will say, let me add one thing. You know, some people take a very unfair tack on the legislature because there have been individuals that have been removed or left office under under, you know, not very positive circumstances. What people don't realize is that this happens to judges as well, and it happens to district attorneys. Not as much, just because the number is less. But we have many, you know, the reality is this, corruption, which is a subject of a whole other show. Corruption happens at all levels of government. It happens in the business community, and it's unfair that good, hardworking individuals, regardless of the title of the position, get labeled because of the actions of a few who had character defects. But be that as it may, life goes on.
Now, the other issue, which of course ties into the pay raise, is the fact that Andrew Cuomo is not doing the state of the state in the Capitol or in the convention center. And you know, the state of the state for many years, many years, has been in the assembly chamber, and that's been a tradition, and he's broken that tradition. But today is New Year's Day. It was a tradition to have an open house for the public to view the governor's mansion. That's another tradition that has been broken. So he seems to be breaking all of the traditions. And I spoke to you just the other day about your feelings of the I'm going to call it a road show. How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, I do believe that I think it's great that the governor is going out into the communities to share his message. In the past, he would send his commissioners, and it didn't have the same effect. It was fine. It was okay. It was demonstrating outreach. But I think it is more meaningful that the governor will be taking the time to meet in different parts of the region to share his message. I think that's great. That being said, there is a caveat, and the caveat is this, and I do have some, I'm a little bit of a traditionalist as well. Just like the President of the United States addresses a joint House of Congress, whether they're working together or working apart, and that's called the State of the Union address, I think there is a certain tradition, but also a certain mutual respect that the legislature appear before the governor to hear his stated goals and mission for the coming year. And I was hoping, and I made this request through our speaker, that the governor would reconsider and at least do the Albany address in the state capitol. Because the reality is that whether it's done in the state capitol, the convention center, or the Palace Theater, that address is covered very completely by our local media, so the public wouldn't know the difference. But I think it's important that we still maintain the intention, which is to address the legislature. And unfortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen. Now, I understand, you know, the governor, on a constitutional perspective, the governor is meeting the minimum threshold. He'll deliver a written address. And, you know, for some members, that's actually probably fine. It's a less another day not in Albany, but I do really would have wished that the governor would have addressed us this coming Wednesday at the New York State Assembly with a joint meeting of the legislative body, much akin to what's done at the presidential level.
Now, let me ask you this question. A year or two ago at the State of the State, Assemblyman Charles Barron stood up and kind of disrupted the speech. You think in the back of his mind, Cuomo says, I don't want another disruption with more than one Charles Barron standing up and criticizing me.
No, I don't believe that's the reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I would never give credence to one individual as the reason why that's changing, because I don't think that had an impact. The governor has no problem, you know, giving credit where credit's due. It has no problem pointing out individuals when they're out of line. And in that situation, I was disappointed in the actions of my colleague, Mr. Barron, because I thought it was an embarrassment on the establishment of the legislative body. You know, there is a certain, we can agree and we can disagree. You know, I can work with Republicans and Democrats. I can also disagree with them as well and any other individuals. But there is a certain respect and decorum that the executive should have for the legislature and the legislature should have for the executive. And it needs to be reciprocal.
I missed that on scheduling this time, so we only have 4 minutes left. But what do you see as the pressing issues in the 2017 legislative session?
Well, the underlying challenge is going to be is our financial situation is not as strong as it has been in the past, not due to mismanagement, but due to the lack of larger settlement funds. The good news is that we can continue our upward support for bringing education funding to our most neediest of districts, of which I represent many here in the Capital Region. And at the same token, we need to continue our efforts to continue to reduce the burden on property tax owners, whether it's in the business community or whether it's in the average residential community, because at the end of the day, people are voting with their feet. They're leaving our state. And as much as the tax cap has made some dents into that issue, we still have a long way to go to win in the court of public opinion. Obviously, for my district, housing opportunity and equitable opportunity for individuals, regardless of their gender, their race, is critical. We want to make sure that more people are given the tools to achieve gainful and meaningful employment. And that means jobs, jobs, jobs. And the other aspect that has really been gripping our state and our country is this ongoing heroin and opioid drug crisis. And being the only practicing healthcare professional in the state legislature, I've been very fortunate to have a front row seat in crafting legislation, which is going to make progress, but we still have a long way to go, particularly in regards to changing the mindset of society and not look at drug addiction as a moral failing, but to look at drug addiction in a similar light that we look at with medical issues, whether it's diabetes, hypertension, you know the drill. So those are the areas that I'll be focusing on, and I certainly hope our governor will be too. The majority in the Assembly has an agenda. If it overlaps well with the governor, that's great. If it differs, then that's where we have to work together, and that's what I hope to accomplish.
Now, when will the pay raise issue be brought up again, do you know?
I don't anticipate the pay raise being brought up again for the next 2 years. The legislature cannot raise the salary, and that's fine. We move on. We focus on the people's work. That's what we need to work on.
Okay, Assemblyman McDowell, thank you for coming on Focus on Albany. Happy New Year, and I look forward to speaking with you too. Hearing from you. Thank you. You've been listening.
Thank you very much.
Assemblyman John McDowell on Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Stephanie.
Thank you, Cynthia. Same to you. See you in time.